New number one cornerback, Brandon Carr, joining us right here on New School 105.3 The Fan. First off, congratulations. Where are you right now? You must be worn out and tired.
I'm back in Kansas City, tying up some loose ends before I head back out to Dallas.
Why Dallas? Why'd you decide on the Cowboys?
Just from what I see on film and, just meeting the coaches and meeting some of the players, aside from, seeing the stadium and, the way they treat me while I was there, I felt like Dallas would be a good fit for me.
All right, take us through this, because as fans, we play fantasy sports, and I heard you in some of the other press clips say the star, the plane, the wooing, I'm sure the whining and dining. So fulfill our fantasy a little bit as fans of the process and what you went through with Jerry Jones and the boys.
I really didn't know what to expect. I just, heard a lot of good things about how, Dallas pretty much puts on the show. So, I was just, eager to get the show on the road, so to speak. And, just from driving up to the airport to seeing the private jet with the star, they sent, all of the defensive coaches, defensive back coach, Coach Ryan, Coach Henderson, Coach Baker and Coach Jett, they all came to pick me up, met my family. I was like, man, this is really special. So, just them, making me feel wanted, was a good feeling. And then, finally seeing, the stadium that I heard so much about over the past couple of years.
You've never been in there?
No, I haven't. This
oh,
is my first
my.
Time. First time to Dallas as well. So, I was just blown away by the whole process. But, just meeting the players and the staff, and, just they made me feel like I was one, and that made me feel like part of the family already. And that's pretty much all I was asking for.
What did you think of the stadium?
The stadium is everything that everybody talked about, plus more. I mean, you really can't describe it. You have to see it in person firsthand.
Brandon Carr of the Dallas Cowboys right here on News School 105.3 The Fan. Was it down to anyone else besides the Cowboys?
There were some other teams in play. They really don't matter right now, obviously, but it wasn't a holdup. It was just, getting everything finalized and getting the right language on the paper. And, I pretty much that night knew where I was headed. And so, just spend a little bit more time with the coaches just to lay back and get to know them as people outside of football. And that's what it all about, just getting to know people and building relationships. The next day I got up, said my prayers, this would be the day that, my life would change, and, met with more coaches inside of the actual practice facility, then, took the physical and signed the papers, and then here it is.
What are your first impressions of Rob Ryan?
Oh, man, he's a fun guy. he's a fun guy, and I think that, that can help out, in the defensive rooms. He keeps it. Keeps it spunky, so to speak. He's exotic with his schemes, and he gets after it. I like that style of play.
Brandon Carr of the Dallas Cowboys, the new $50 million man, joining us on New School 105.3 The Fan. When you hear $50 million man, I know that you're a quiet, humble guy. I covered you in Kansas City last year, so I know you're not about all the flash and all the braggadocious type stuff. But what's the first thing you go out and get after a $50 million contract? What do you splurge on?
Splurge, no splurging. I'm talking about protecting money and saving it. I probably look for a house. I haven't bought a house yet, so that's one thing that I want to get. Get my family situated and secure and safe. And most importantly, take care of my parents. They dedicated so much time, effort, money, everything to me. Just growing up playing ball throughout the years. So I'm gonna get back to them and make sure they're comfortable and happy.
What about the car upgrade?
No car upgrade. I keep the truck for now. I'm fine.
Oh, you're in the truck.
Yeah, I'm good for now.
All right, the 3-4-D is something you're familiar with Romeo Crennel in Kansas City. They're running the 3-4 here. Why do you fit so well in that? Talk about what you've seen of the Cowboys scheme-wise, X's and O's on film.
Well, their front seven is amazing, I think. They get after it, put pressure on the quarterback. I think the lockout last year kind of hurt, secondaries across the league. And I think this time we're going to spend together now in this – the spring and summer, that's going to be, a tremendous help for us, heading into the season. But, those guys get after it. We're going to keep it interesting out there, as far as going after the quarterback and, secondary. I'm going to bring in, what I did in Kansas City. That's, get up on the line of scrimmage and be physical with these guys.
And what's more of a scouting report on you with a little bit more detail, Brandon? What type of corner do you think of yourself as?
Well, I didn't play 4-3-3-4, all types of coverages. But, I feel comfortable playing pretty much anything. But I like to play press man-to-man. I like to make it, a mental challenge for the opponent. You don't know what I'm going to do next. So I like to switch it up. But at the end of the day, I want to get up in your face, and I want to let you know that I'm there.
Brandon Carr from the Dallas Cowboys right here on New School, 105.3 The Fan. When I was there in Kansas City, Brandon Flowers was thought of as the one. And then last year, you all of a sudden took that next step where on Twitter and Facebook, everyone's talking about you getting reps on the number one wideout. What clicked for you last year with the development? What enabled you to take the next step?
You know, I think it's just the right time. It's me growing up as a person, as a professional athlete, a cornerback. You know, coming from a Division II, there's a slight learning curve, but, you know, once I finally, you know, got in and was comfortable with my ability and finally realized, you know, what I can do on the field, you know, just take it to that next level and go out there and just playing and having fun and just, you know, executing. I want to be the best.
Now, you're from Flint, Michigan. How in the heck did you end up being a Cowboys fan when you were younger?
Another team that I fell in love with, I guess, I don't know why I was a Cowboys fan, but I love the Cowboys, and, you know, I grew up watching them and pretty much idolizing, you know, all of the players. You know, me and my cousin would go in the backyard, and I was always the Cowboys playing one-on-one football.
What are the Cowboys getting in Kyle Orton?
They're getting a great guy, first of all. You know, I was lucky to meet him this year. He came in and helped us out a lot. He's a guy that, you know, dependable and can get the job done when his number is called.
What number are you wearing?
I'm keeping the 39.